This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. It's going to be a long, long year for us until the November election. I've been watching in horror the pro-Palestinian protests that are sweeping our nation, and particularly our college campuses. Frankly, listening to a lot of the interviews, I doubt many of these protesters really know what they're protesting. That said, what is wrong with our country? This is eerily similar to the Black Lives Matter movement and protests that swept the country not that long ago. A bunch of people that evidently forgot what Hamas did to the Israelis back in October. Now, granted, 6 months is a long time for these individuals to pay attention, so perhaps it's no surprise. Then we have former President Donald Trump on trial for what most everyone, well, except for New Yorkers, see as a kangaroo court and trumped-up charges. No pun intended. And we have the other three indictments pending against him, which will only make matters worse for all of us during this long year. Now, against this background, we have the current president and his political hacks screaming that the world will end if Trump is reelected. Now, at the same time, Republicans are firing back that the world will end if Biden is reelected. Well, the answer is no, Charlotte. The world will not end, regardless of which president happens to win reelection. I will tell you, though, that we probably, as a voting public, will be brain dead by November. I mean, it's bad enough now, but when the millions and millions of dollars worth of destructive advertising starts flowing, well, we'll all want to hide our heads in the sand and seek some type of refuge. Any concept of civility has flown out the window as events unfold every day. Now, I have two thoughts. One is, if you hate this country and what it stands for, you should move. Quit being a coward. Second, if you don't understand that our justice system is being utilized as a weapon against former President Trump, then you probably don't understand that you could be next. That, my friend, is a scary thought. No, it's time to acknowledge we live in the best country in the world, and we should all rejoice in it, warts and all. Sure, we have our problems, but then again, we've always had problems in our nation. So my advice, just quit whining and complaining and protesting, and let's try and live up to what our founding fathers envisioned for this free country. Now, some things I wish for? Well, we'll see. A free and fair election? Mm-hmm. Tone down the rhetoric? Mm-hmm. End stupid protests and clean up our streets? And last but not least, put criminals behind bars. I mean, really, is that too much to ask of the greatest country in the world? I don't think so, and I think if we'd all just put our heads on straight, we can get it done. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.